This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
About the prospect for a war in the Near East, and you commented something about Syria. What is really going on over there? Because we don't get a good appraisal of what's happening. We hear certainly about the problem with the settlers and the effort to force the settlers out of Judea, Samaria. Is that still going on?
Well, I think it was in the news this morning that Benjamin Netanyahu announced at a tree planting ceremony in the Judea area, which is also known as the West Bank, that certain areas of the West Bank, certain areas of Judea, will be annexed to Israel forever. So, of course, the Palestinians were all very upset about it. I mean, the Palestinians cannot agree to any kind of a Israeli control over any of its land, including Tel Aviv, Haifa, or Jerusalem. So, I think we are seeing a kind of a showdown. I think the best way to describe this to the listeners of this show is pick-up sticks. Now, everybody listening to the show, I imagine, knows what pick-up sticks is. And basically, as you probably know, when you play pick-up sticks, you scatter the sticks, and those which are easiest to pick up, you go for first, leaving the more complicated ones for later. Now, the most complicated pick-up stick is Iran. Now, you know, I've been on your show many, many years. We used to talk about Afghanistan. I used to consider the easiest pick-up stick. But because it was abandoned and after the initial victory over the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, they came back to haunt all of us. Iraq was another pick-up stick. Now we're talking about Iran. Now, Iran is a very complicated pick-up stick. Not really too complicated, but surrounding Iran are the tentacles of what I call the octopus of Iran. You have Syria, you have Hezbollah in Lebanon, which basically controls Lebanon. You have Hamas in Gaza, and you have the PLO in Judea and Samaria. Now, the scenario, as I understand it, with the Israeli army, is that we are expecting war on all fronts. If President Obama leads a world coalition against Iran, and I believe he will, I may be wrong, because I've been seeing some very, very stupid things happening coming out of the White House. I gave Obama a lot more credit than I'm giving him now. I always believed Obama would lead the war against Iran, but it might not happen. But let's say like this. If, for example, Israel leads a strike against the nuclear project in Iran, I do believe that Syria, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and Hamas in PLO will open up wars by proxy against Israel. Now, the question is this. If Israel attacks Iran, it'll face war on all fronts. If Israel goes for the pick-up stick theory and goes for the easier targets first, then I don't believe Iran will attack Israel, for example, if Israel goes to war with Lebanon or with Syria. So what may happen is Israel will opt to weed out the easier weeds first and leave the big weed, Iran, for the final showdown. In other words, Israel is a small country. And I know, Dr. Stan, that you know very well the history of Israel, that, for example, in the Six-Day War, there were three countries attacking and invading Israel, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt. And Israel had to take care first of Egypt, then Jordan, then Syria. Israel could not fight three fronts at the same time.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. I'll be looking right here on the American Peace Network.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Walker Manufacturing Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember them through our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts and our support keep America strong. That's Walker Manufacturing Company. In the business world, there are certain companies and individuals that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust. Such is the case with Walker Manufacturing Company. Their community expertise and years of service in the community have given them a fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. Walker Manufacturing Company, 5925 East Harmony Road, Fort Collins.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Avi Lipkin, and Avi, go right ahead. You were just saying that you felt that Israel would probably go after the easier pickup sticks, and we're talking about Syria, we're talking about Hezbollah, we're talking about Hamas, but certainly, you know, basically, Hezbollah has, what, something like 85,000 missiles, and Syria has an awful lot of missiles as well, that if they were to come raining down on Israel, why, it would just create total havoc. Did they ever get the gas masks reissued to the Israeli people that they picked up a couple of years ago?
Well, the decision was taken to continue to hand out gas masks, and I think that it's going to begin in the coming weeks, days, weeks, or months. Like I said before, the scenario from an Israeli point of view, according to my experience in 1996 in the Israeli army, was that we expect a war on all fronts, from Gaza, from within Judea and Samaria attacking us, Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria. You know, I mean, like, there's always the question of Egypt and Jordan attacking, but at this stage, I think the answer is that they will not attack. But we have our hands full with Lebanon, Syria, and the Palestinians. So yes, the plan is eventually to get out the gas masks. Israel is on maneuvers right now as we speak. This has caused the Syrians to mobilize their reserves, their 4th Reserves Unit, or brigade. And so we are, you know, telling the Syrians and we're telling the Lebanese, we're only doing what we have to do to keep in shape. Militarily, we do not have any intention to attack Lebanon or Syria. You know, only God knows what is going to be. I personally believe that Israel's interest is not to attack anyone. But we have seen miscalculations going out of control in the history of the Middle East. By the way, the Six-Day War was a whole bunch of miscalculations out of control that were started by the Russians, by the Soviets. And, you know, that's actually kind of what brought Israel to the new borders that it got in June 5th, 1967. Which, of course, the world wants Israel to hand it all back. While, like you said before, while the Hezbollah has 85,000 missiles, the Syrians have some really, really bad biochemical warheads, which can be used against Israel if they don't mind Damascus getting nuked. The Syrians, I think they understand what happens to them if they make the blunder of attacking Israel again. But like I said before, the Islamic side constantly is miscalculating. And unfortunately, good people die on both sides.
Well, do you think that a war is imminent, or is it just something more of a theoretical situation? Because, of course, Israel's certainly always seems to be on the verge of war, but I think the people there feel that underlying tension. But Do you think that this is something that could be going to happen within a matter of months?
We have a saying in the Middle East. In the Middle East, you have to learn to expect the unexpected. Let me put it like this. The primary problem here is Iran. The question is, can Israel deal with Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and the Palestinians all at the same time? Or is it a better thing for Israel to deal one by one? Now, Israel has announced that it has no designs on Lebanon, has no designs on Syria. And, you know, we have to remember that Israel invaded Lebanon in 78 during the Litani campaign in order to clear out PLO terrorists there. Then we invaded it again in 1982 to clear out PLO terrorists. Then we went in 2006 because this time not because of PLO. We went in because of the Hezbollah. Israel has no territorial claims to Lebanon. We make it very clear that we have no territorial claims. By the way, Dr. Stan, maybe it's a mistake. Maybe we should be making territorial claims. Maybe if we tell the Lebanese, hey, listen, if a fourth war breaks out, we're going to go to Tsur, you know, to Tsur, or Tyre in English, which, by the way, is part of God's promise according to the biblical borders. And by the way, I'm not ashamed to say I believe in God. If I believe in God, I believe in the Bible. And if I believe in the Bible, I believe in God's promises according to the Bible, which, by the way, really have not been fulfilled yet. So we're talking about the south of Lebanon being part, really, of Israel, which is the city of Tyre. And if you draw a line across the Litani River, and it links up with Metula and all those areas in the north of Israel. If the Lebanese know in advance that Israel has absolutely no territorial claims or aspirations in Lebanon, then they can attack Israel again and again and again and again and get off scot-free. The parallel in American history is manifest destiny. And the more you attack someone, the more he's going to have to defend himself. He's going to take your land away. And you shouldn't come crying and whining and complaining. So the Lebanese, I think, as long as Israel keeps saying we have no territorial ambitions in Lebanon, the Lebanese will continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. By the way, one of the definitions of insanity is when you keep making the same mistakes over and over again, thinking this time it's going to come out better. Now, regarding Syria, again, you know, I don't want to mix military intelligence and assessments with Bible prophecy, but you know very well, Dr. Stan, in Isaiah 17, it says that Damascus is going to disappear. It's not going to be around anymore. This is something that never happened yet. And there are many Bible prophecies that have not taken place yet. So, you know, so the answer would be to Syria that you should really, really calm down. And you should realize that Israel cannot hand over any more. Israel handed over half the Golan. We cannot hand over the other half of the Golan. We just can't. Not only would the Israeli government fall, but any logic shows that in a Syrian army, with the Syrian soldiers dipping their feet in the Sea of Galilee, they could take Tiberias in 10 minutes. They could take Safed in half an hour, Nazareth in 45 minutes, and Haifa in an hour. Strategically, it is absolutely impossible for Israel to hand over the other half of the Golan to Syria. So Syrians have to decide. Either they leave things as they are, or the Syrians stand to lose a lot more. So that's Lebanon, that's Syria. Now, of course, the Palestinians, you know, it's a kind of a crazy thing. The Hamas was created in 1988 by Moshe Arens. Moshe Arens was the Likud defense minister. And his strategy was to create an alternative to the PLO, and boy, did he ever. And so Hamas controls in Gaza. Yasser Arafat's group, led by Abu Mazen today, the PLO, controls the Judean Samaria, barely. If they had free elections tomorrow, who knows, maybe the Hamas would win there too. But the bottom line is, and maybe the good news is, that there will never be peace in the Middle East until Islam is completely defeated. These people absolutely refuse to make peace with Israel. Any Arab leader who makes peace with Israel will be killed. So that's the Palestinians. So, again, you're dealing with crazy Hezbollah, crazy Palestinians, crazy Syrians, who don't think they're crazy. They think that America, under Obama, or under George Bush even, is going to push Israel into complete surrender, which is a tremendous fallacy. And then we come back to the real question. What about Iran? And, you know, so I always give four reasons for a war with Iran. I think two of them you have not heard yet. Two of them you definitely know about. Everybody knows, for example, about the nuclear threat. And that is a justifiable reason to attack. But that's not the real reason. Everybody knows about the students and the Iranian people yearning for democracy and freedom, but that's not the reason either. The two real reasons for war with Iran, and again, Obama, I thought until now, I thought Obama was smarter. I see that Obama's not really so smart. But one reason was oil, the economy. I think you've heard of John Loeffler, Steel on Steel.
Oh, yeah, John's a good friend.
And he's a dear, dear brother for me. And he works on a very, very simple theory that in 3 years from now, the whole world economy is going to collapse again because the oil is running out. Even with the deflated world economy as it's deflated today, there's going to be a crunch in 3 years. You've got to get the oil out from under the ground. And, for example, in Iran, they have one-third of the world's oil supplies. So the problem is you've got an insane Ayatollah regime there that does not know how to utilize the resources of Iran. And the only way to get that oil out from under the ground and save the world economy is first to remove that crazy Ayatollah regime. That's really a main reason for overthrowing the regime. It has nothing to do with students. It has nothing to do with a threat to Israel with nuclear weapons. But the fourth reason, and I'll have to confess, I'm a little confused myself now, because I thought that Obama was a Sunni Muslim, that Obama was taking orders from the Sunni king of Saudi Arabia, and that the Sunni king of Saudi Arabia was saying, you're going to send American boots to Iran to overthrow that regime, because otherwise the Shiites are going to slit the throats of the Sunnis in Saudi Arabia. In other words, President Obama will use American soldiers and American blood to liberate Iran so that the Sunnis can control. So the question of the Shiite-Sunni schism, and by the way, I have a CD and a DVD I did with Chuck Missler called The Two Houses of Islam, Shiite and Sunni, and they're available on my website, vicmord.com, as well as my four books, and now my fifth book coming out. Got CDs, DVDs, all this information. We would need hours, Dr. Stan, to cover all this information. The war between the Shiites and Sunnis is something like the Catholic-Protestant wars, but 1,000 times worse. Because, you know, pretty much, you know, there are a lot of Protestants don't like Catholics, a lot of Catholics don't like Protestants, but at least they're not killing each other like they used to. 300 years of wars of Reformation are over. But the wars of 1,400 years between the Shiites and Sunnis will never end because there's no love in Islam. And there is no forgiveness in Islam. So the real, real reason, I thought, for the war with Iran, and by the way, Israel, I thought, would be told to stay out of it, because Israel was told by President Bush the father to stay out of Desert Storm in 1991. And with the invasion of Iraq in 2003, George W. told Israel to stay out. The Muslims don't want the contamination and the involvement of Israel in a war against Iran today. And America has enough weaponry to play around with. America doesn't need Israel involved in this. So, you know, I thought that we're going to be seeing a war with Iran led by President Obama at the head of a one-world government coalition. But I don't see it I don't know. I don't see it happening. Maybe on the contrary. Maybe definitely it'll happen because of Obama's failures with the health care and that he lost the 60th senator.
Well, what part do you see this Muslim belief or the Shia belief, you know, in the return of the Mahdi, which seems to actually encourage some of the Muslim leaders like Ahmadinejad and the others to really want to have a war and to bring on a catastrophic event with the hope that this will bring the Mahdi back and then, of course, they'll be able to rule the world. Is this really a factor in what's going on, or is this simply something we is being hyped with no basis at all in fact?
Well, I would say like this. Firstly, I have to remind the listeners of the show that in the last round of demonstrations in the streets of Iran, that last major in which, you know, the nephew of Mousawi was killed, the leadership went into hiding. Now, you've got a Nazi Gestapo-type group called the Pazderan, you know, the Revolutionary Guards, 120,000, and they will kill and they will torture anybody who gets in the way of the of their control over the country. But the fact is that the leadership, the Islamic leadership, got really scared, and they got into helicopters, and they took off to safe places. So, you know, my personal belief is that tomorrow morning, let's say the word gets out that there are boots on the ground, American troops, British, French, German, Italian, Israeli. There will be millions of Iranians out in the streets praising the World Alliance to come in and save them from this crazy Ayatollah regime. And I personally think that they will come down like a house of cards. And but the question is, you know, the Iranians are very good at sending in as proxies the Syrians, the Hezbollah, the Palestinians, international terrorism. So again, the question is: what is Israel to do? Will Israel be allowed to lead an attack against Iran? I think the answer is no. I think that the Obama will tell Israel not to attack. So we're dealing with Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Avi Lipkin right here on the American Student Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan takes this time out to remind listeners that safe driving is good advice anytime. But remember, a drunk driver is like a loaded gun, and you're the target. Every 20 seconds, another life is tragically lost. Use caution, courtesy, and common sense behind the wheel. The life you save may be your own or that of a loved one. That's courtesy of Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan, serving the entire listening audience with quality service and reliability and integrity. Dan, Ed, and the staff care about your total satisfaction. That's Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan, wishing you all a happy new year. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, and our guest, Avi Lipkin. Avi, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get hold of your website and order the various items that you offer?
Okay, I have three different things I'd like to say. Firstly, I appear now, at last count, 47,000 times in Google search in English. Right there, there are tons and tons and tons of that free download, radio shows, TV shows, YouTube, Chuck Missler, John Leffler, Christian, you know, radio shows, churches. If people go to Avi Lipkin or Victor Mordecai, and they can download the information for free. And that's very important, because obviously on 1 hour show with you, as much as the information as I can get out, it's not enough, you know, for people who really, really want to learn about Islam and the threat to the Judeo-Christian West. Of course, my website is vicmord.com, half of Victor, V-I-C, half of Mordecai, M-O-R-D, V-I-C, M-O-R-D.com. I have a website bookstore with about 10 DVDs in English, 10 CDs in English. I also have books and products in German and in Spanish. And I also have an 800, and my four books are there already. My fifth book will be in print in 2 weeks, and then I'll start offering that as well, unless people want to write to me by email through the website, vicmord.com. And I have an 800 number for people who want to buy only the books. The books are stored out in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Micatech. And that's 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828. And they can order the books through the 800 number if they don't like to do it through the computer, you know, through the Internet.
All right, very good. Well, we were simply talking about the possibility of a war with Iran. Certainly our good friend Jerome Corsi had been invited over to Israel by the Israeli government, and he had came back and he wrote a book based upon his trip over there and talking to all the key people, whether it be in the certainly in the Mossad or in the military or in the Defense Department or high government officials, entitled Why Israel Can't Wait, which of course was basically the idea that Israel is going to be forced to attack Iran, and that simply because of the nuclear threat, and that the attack was rather imminent, and would certainly go ahead, even would have America's tacit agreement secretly, but would not have the open agreement. In other words, the Obama administration would not give public support for the attack, but if it were to take place, why, they would certainly stand behind Israel. Do you think there's any truth to that concept?
Well, the question is not Israel going off on its own to do it. Israel, in my opinion, cannot go off on its own to do anything. You have to remember, Israel is tied to America at the hip. And, you know, we have bullets. You know, I'm just, you know, saying something in a very broad sweep, a very broad generalization. And, of course, what I say is not exactly true, but I always say this, we've got bullets for 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, if we don't get resupply from America, we're finished. So Israel is not going to go into an attack unless this is very, very carefully coordinated with the U.S. military, with the President of the United States. And I see President Obama really as a thorn in our side. The moment he places the onus on Israel because of the Palestinians and the territories, this president is crazy. And so I would say probably Netanyahu's approach today is to outweigh whatever insanity President Obama might, you know, want to do. My wife Rachel, who is from Egypt, and Arabic is her mother tongue, monitors the Arabic broadcasts for the Israeli government. And the Saudis, you know, were broadcasting as follows. Obama is a Muslim. He is a Sunni. He will do as he is told. In other words, he is the black servant of Islam. That's what they call him in Saudi Arabia. And he will help us with two problems. Iran, which is the Shiite problem, which is the main problem. After that, he will help us to terminate Israel. The Saudis are paying a lot of money for Wall Street to go up, up, up. The American economy is not doing so really fantastically well. And yet Wall Street was 6,000 just a year ago, and now it's 10,000. We got 10,700. Now it retreated. But I think the overall trend is that the Saudis will float Wall Street, and in return, President Obama will be their servant regarding Iran. So, you know, Israel is not just going to go off into some adventure into a war with Iran. In addition to the fact, don't forget, if there is a war with Iran, and let's say the Iranians decide to shut off the Straits of Hormuz, And, you know, I don't have to tell you, this last winter has been very tough in America and in Europe. And if all of a sudden there's no availability, I'm not talking even about the price going up to $300 a barrel. If there's no availability of oil, tens of thousands of people could freeze to death in their homes in Europe.
Sure.
So, you know, like I said before, the consequences of an Israeli attack on Iran are so overwhelming, and the backlash against Israel would be so great because of the inconvenience, that if this is not carefully coordinated with the U.S. military, Israel's not going to do it. Now, regarding Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza, if the American government says, okay, we understand Israel has a problem, so maybe we will condone an Israeli attack on Lebanon, which would result in a Syrian attack on Israel, clean the table first with these little proxy countries, leaving Iran completely isolated at the end of the day. And then the U.S. and Israel and the world, yes or no, you know, would go in and attack Iran. I think also that another possibility here is that you will be seeing special ops on the ground, infiltrating into Iran from the U.S., from Britain, from other countries. Like I said before, when the students, when the Iranian masses understand that the world has made a decision, they will rise up, millions of them, and no Pazderan in the world can stop them, no Ayatollahs can stop them, and then you will have a regime change. The Iranian nuclear project will come under the control of the United Nations. I'm trying to understand to think like a globalist. I'm not a globalist, but I'm trying to think of realities here. Israel is the stick in the mud for everyone. Israel, nobody wants Israel involved with anything. So in my opinion, there is a possibility that, Iran will be left for now for a while. When the President, Obama and the British and the European coalition, infiltrate special ops across that border into Iran, when you have a sufficient amount of these, you know, thousands of these special ops, the moment fighting breaks out in a massive way, the millions of Iranians will pour into the streets to overthrow the regime, meaning that there will be no need for an Israeli attack on the nuclear project. It may be also that as a result of the overthrow of this Iranian regime, the Syrians, the Hezbollah, and the Hamas will feel that they've been cut off from Iran because the Iran stops being a terrorist nation and the cancer stops metastasizing.
Well, there are all sorts of implications. What about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard? Are they really the power over there in Iran? Is the power rest with the Ayatollahs? Who really is pulling the strings? I mean, we hear, you know, sometimes the suggestions that the IRG, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, are the real force that is running the country.
You are 100% correct. The Ayatollahs, I think, today are kind of really scared because, like I said before, you have 120,000 guards versus 70 million people.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment. If you're out there and the list of guards, if you have a question, give us a call. 772-547-5524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest again is Avi Lifkin. If you're out there, I have a question for Avi. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And Avi certainly has a tremendous grasp of what's going on over there at the present time. Well, do you think the current mobilization of the Israeli military, is this just a war game, or is this something more than that?
Well, like I said before, there are things that, you'll forgive me for saying it like this, but there are things that even I don't know, things that even you don't know.
You know an awful lot about what's going on over there. And
But I will say one thing. The fact that you have all these top security people from Germany, Netanyahu and seven cabinet ministers all went to Germany last week. Germany plays a very major role now. The Italians under Berlusconi are very right-wing. The English are very, very upset with Iran. Everybody's upset with Iran. See, one of the things that kind of surprises me, and again, there's something called disinformation. Why do I say disinformation? I don't know if you remember, sir, but about a year ago, President Obama traveled to Russia. And I said, I smell something. When he said that, we have agreements with the Russians on everything except one thing, and that is the shield, missile shield in Poland, I said, there's a deal. And it turns out immediately afterwards, President Obama announced that he was going to discontinue the whole idea of a missile shield in Poland and Lithuania. In other words, he sold out to the Russians. Now, why? I think it's because the Russians were promised a very big piece of the pie in Iran. You've got to remember, if you know the history of Iran, Iran was basically under Anglo-Russian occupation for a few decades, until after World War II. The Russians, want a piece of the pie. They want to have access to the Iranian oil. Like I said before, the whole Iranian oil infrastructure has collapsed. They've got to completely rebuild it. The Russians wanted to be part of that. The Russians want to control Iran. Iran is like their southern border. The Russians have always had this dream for a warm seawater port, which, of course, Iran can provide for them. If you remember, the Russians had this war in Georgia. I don't mean in the Appalachians. I'm talking about the Caucasus. The Russians want to regain all of these republics that broke away, including Georgia. The Russians want to have pipelines. The Russians want to control Europe. The Russians have never given up their dream of control. And just as President Roosevelt sold out to Stalin in World War II to get the Russians on board, I believe Obama will sell out to the Russians to get the Russians on board with Iran. You have to remember, Obama, it will be the Messiah if this regime, when I say Messiah, I say in quotes, of course, if the Iranian regime, or when the Iranian regime is overthrown, which of course has to happen, it's only a question of when, Obama has liberated Israel and the world from the nuclear threat. He has given the young people of Iran life, hope, democracy. Iran will be put to work to get that oil out from under the ground to save the world economy. As I said before, with John Loeffler and Steel on Steel, we have 3 years before the world economy collapses. That oil has to be pumped And then the fourth thing, as I said before, all of this fits in with the Sunni Saudi agenda of destroying Shiite Islam. And Iran is the cancer which is metastasizing in the Islamic world. Many Sunnis are converting to Shiite Islam because the Shiites are simply more militant than the Saudis. And so the Saudis are fighting for their lives, not to get their throats slit. Even we see the war in Yemen. The war in Yemen is another war by proxy in which the Iranians have one of their tentacles going into Yemen to overthrow a destitute country's regime. And everything they do in order to get to draw American troops into another front. Yemen is another front. Syria is another front. Lebanon is another front. Hamas in Gaza is another front. Chop off the head of the snake or kill the octopus. The tentacles are not worth anything. And so, like I said before, I think that the main question here is Iran. Regarding Israel, I don't think Israel, I may be wrong. Maybe Israel will lead the attack. Maybe Israel, maybe President Obama feels he has his hands tied and he needs Israel to launch an attack so that the Iranians will shut the Straits of Hormuz, so that the world will say, we need action right now. So there are a whole bunch of scenarios here, but I do know one thing. That regime in Iran is not going to last more than a year.
All right, fine. Well, I do believe your assessment is correct. I believe that President Obama would not dare, you know, lead an attack, but he could give tacit approval to Israel to do it and then say, gee, shucks, I had nothing to do it, but Iran responded to the Israeli attack by attacking our boys or closing the Straits of Hormuz. I had no alternative. I'm just so terribly sorry. But, of course, I believe our boys sitting over there in Iraq and Iran today are being left there simply as sacrificial lambs to justify the coming expansion of the war. But let's see who we have on the line. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Good morning. Who's this?
My name is Gene.
Well, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Avi, I heard your explanation of your thoughts on Russia, but to me this does not coincide with the Ezekiel war mentioned in the Bible, Gog and Magog, and together with the king of Persia. It would seem to me that under Bible prophecy, there's going to be an alliance with Russia and Iran. And also, I haven't heard you mention China. China has an extreme interest in that oil in that same region. How does this all fit?
Two very, very wonderful questions, Gene. Firstly, regarding Russia, let me repeat like this. Russia sees America as enemy number one, not the Muslims. There was this Russian general also who said that there will be a civil war in Russia, a civil war in America. And, you know, I thought to myself, the guy's crazy. But then I thought to myself, think what happens tomorrow if a KGB agent kills Obama and then they blame it on some Christian right-wing people from American freedom and a civil war breaks out and Pastor David Wilkerson's prediction of the ghettos going up in fire. It's going to happen. Cities will go up in fire if Obama gets assassinated. So, you know, we got to do everything we can to protect this guy. Get him out of the presidency, but not by killing him.
Hey, we're out of time, but I agree. Pray for President Obama. You may not like him, but pray for his safety and provision, because if something happens to him, we're in even more trouble. God bless you, Albie. Thanks for being with us. Talk to you soon.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning was Avi Lifkin. I hope you enjoy his commentary. I always enjoy hearing what Avi has to say. Well, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. So we do hope if you're in a position to help, why you'll consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Join our Tape of the Month Club or subscribe to our newsletter. Whatever you can do, it helps us maintain our 60 outlets across America every week. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get that. And I hear our talk on the forbidden secret, our talk on the financial Armageddon. But I think one of the things that we're going to be doing more talking on is population control. So if you haven't heard the talk on planned population reduction, none dare call it genocide or population control, or read our population control agenda monograph, why we recommend that. If you get the population control agenda monograph up on the internet, or somebody, it's one of our newsletters, it's posted on our website, population control, and I'm going to be writing some newsletters on that. I think it's so important to update this so that you can remember, you can discuss this intelligently. We are under attack today. They're destroying the lives of our children. Oh, they love to talk about the children, the suffering children in Haiti, the fact that children are going to be going without health care here in America because of the financial problem, but they're really destroying the lives of our children. One of every six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. One in every nine children has asthma. One in 10 or 11 children has severe allergies. One in the 60 boys has autism. One in 90 to 100 children has autism. Certainly, one in 450 children has type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease related to the altered immune system we get from vaccination. Certainly hundreds of thousands of children have juvenile arthritis, and you don't see this in the children that have not been vaccinated. Very, very seldom you see these things. You don't see it in the Amish children or the Mennonite children, and the CDC and the government knows they're destroying the lives of our children, and you've got to help us get the information out. We're doing a series of newsletters on the Fatal Deception. You'll certainly want to get them. We'll put them out in pamphlet form. But help us get the word out. They love to talk about, oh, they're concerned about the children. The truth is they hate our children. And they're doing everything they can to destroy their minds. Just exactly as they hated the Yemenite children. They brought them over here to be experimented on from Israel, and most of them died from radiation poisoning. They hated the children. children that they took out of the orphanages, the people minded, and they used them for plutonium experiments and killed them after the Second World War. That's covered a book called The Plutonium Files, and you're not going to hear this anyplace except Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our nation, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.